Blog Talk Radio. All right, that was Tonight is the Night by Teresa Griffin. Yes, this is Brenna Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. I have the Empress of Soul with me, Miss Teresa Griffin. Hello, Miss Griffin.
Hello, how are you, Brenda?
All right, I am so happy and excited, glad that you was able to make it for these few minutes of my show. If anyone just tuned in, this is Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. I am Brenda Moss, and I have with me Teresa Griffin. All right, Teresa, what you have to say coming on the show?
What do I have to say coming on the show? Well, I'm really happy to be here. I'm excited that you wanted to interview me, so I'm excited for this interview. Let's talk. Let's jazz it up.
All right. Well, first of all, you had me falling off the couch when I seen you on season 3 of The Voice.
Oh, and, my goodness. You fell off the couch, girl.
I fell off the couch. I'm like, there's the next one. See, we already seen Diana Ross, Aretha Franklin, Mary J. Blige. Now that there she is. You sung that song, Someone Like You, on The Voice.
Mm-hmm.
You sung it in your own version. And I'm like, there it is, you know. And then I kept researching you for a whole year. And that song called Better Love Yourself.
Yes.
You yes, better love yourself. Now that song was an awakening for me.
Really?
So, yeah, because a lot of female friends, we get together, we talk about these men, we talk about ourselves, we talk about domestic violence, but mainly we got to talk about ourselves. And the first thing I played that song, you got to love yourself first. And so.
You better do it.
Yes, I say before you decide to get married, before you go in a relationship, before you get a job or anything, you got to love yourself. So this song was like an epiphany. And I still play it. You know, some young people don't understand, you know, that's the old song. No, music don't expire. The
lyrics, that's right. There is no expiration date on. I love good lyrics, and I'm glad that I wrote something that that can touch other women. I think oftentimes that we are so busy nurturing everybody else that we forget to nurture ourselves and we forget to love ourselves. So, my song came from a really, you know, I learned to love myself. I think I've always been like, oh, I love me. But to truly love yourself is work. So I wanted to put that out there.
Yes. You are a daughter of a Baptist minister, and you're the second daughter of four other singing sisters. Oh, my God. You are a Christmas and birthday and everything gift wrapped up in one. You are a songwriter, producer, performer, actress, and philanthropist. You are an actress. I've seen the videos you did, but I haven't seen you in any other sitcoms or anything yet, but I know it's coming, aren't it? I can't hardly hear you.
I'm screaming over here. I said my first movie was with Hill Harper and this guy named Randy Crumpton, where it was with the mother had cancer and she was keeping it from the family. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
And I was really honored that Hill Harper allowed me to be in the movie. And the fact that it dealt with cancer within women and them getting tested. And so it was his directorial debut. And so I was really happy. That was my first official movie. And it was a short film. And it's actually, they've been playing it quite a bit, you know, since the first time it came out. So I'm really happy about that.
I will look that up. I will have to look that up.
It's called The Truth.
The Truth, okay. By Hill Harper?
Just put in The Truth, comma Hill Harper, and you'll see the, you can Google it, and you'll see the trailer.
Okay. Okay, got it. All right. What college did you attend for that vocal scholarship?
Northeast Louisiana University. It's called ULM now, University of Louisiana, Monroe. But it was Northeast Louisiana University for years. And I think there was some trouble with the fact that the mascot was Indian. And so they changed it. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you also joined the Kappa Club there at that college?
I'm sorry?
We're going to skip that. What are the other inspiring male singers that have inspired you so deeply? And you go ahead and put in the female favorites also.
The artist that has inspired me the most musically?
Yes.
Well, I love Luther Vandross, and I love Aretha Franklin, and I love, depends on which genre of music, I love Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan. I kind of pull from all of them, and then show-wise, I've always, if you've ever gotten a chance to see Tina Turner's show, it was always very lively and...
Yes.
And of course, Diana Ross, just for the glamour of it all. So,
yeah.
I've got some favorites about, and they just happen to be about different things, what I found, to be my favorite part of them. So,
right.
Different favorites, yeah.
I see that you perform both local and national venues around the country. And you are performing as a backup on the Oprah Winfrey Show for Diana Ross. I must have missed that episode. What year was that?
Girl, you must
on the Oprah Show.
Oh God!
For Diana Ross.
I can't remember what year that was.
I will look it up. I can find it. your passion for music and giving back. What do you mean by giving back? And, what do you mean by that?
Well, I have a not-for-profit called Better Love Yourself. And we give kids foot lockers with their comforter sheets, towels, backpacks, pillows, garbage cans, toothbrush, toothpaste, cleaning products. I mean, it's their first time going off to college, and we have and we do it in different cities around the Midwest and the South, and just been a really wonderful way to give back to my fans and their kids, and people who when it comes down to education, our kids get such a bad rap.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to clear all that up and make it more beautiful.
Wow.
And make them understand that they are loved, and that they should love themselves more. We have a high rate of sexual diseases going on with our kids, and I want them to know that they can learn to choose themselves. They can say no, or if they decide that they will do it, then, we give them condoms because I want them to learn to protect themselves.
Right.
We talk to them about their self-esteem and really try to get them through that next 4 years by mentoring them.
Right. I love that. I really love that. We're going to take a small break, and we're going to continue talking about that, which you've given back. First of all, I want you to introduce one of the songs off your new album. Pick
which
one. I got
it.
Pick any one.
I got it.
I went and got your album.
Oh, my God. So if I'm going to pick one, then I'm going to pick Save Me. And you got to be careful. When you get to the end of that, there's a little a blurb word there that's a marked explicit lyric. So don't go all the way to the end.
So what made you come up for the title for this song, and what made you write this song? I would like to ask you this.
Oh my God, Save Me was about, and you put all them bad boyfriends into one song, and that would be Save Me. It's like women go through these things with our relationships. And when we go through these things with our relationships, sometimes it don't work out. And it's that Save Me is that moment where you just, you can't quite get over them, and you just be like, oh, I can't stand it. You know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
save
yeah.
Me, Lord, save me.
Yeah.
Save me
all
from
right.
myself. Save me from myself, yes.
All right, anyone, here is Save Me by the Empress of Soul, Miss Teresa Griffin. This is Lady Diva.
Save me. Save me. Oh, save me. Save me. Oh, save me. 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 Save me.
All right, all right. That is Save Me by the Empress of Soul, Teresa Griffin. You got a masterpiece on that one right there, sister.
All right, now, Brenda. All right, girl.
All right.
I'm with you. Oh, I'm here, girl.
That's what's up right there. Oh, my goodness.
That's what's
deep.
Up. Okay.
That's what's up. Yep. That's what's up. Okay. I would love to give our listeners out there to just tune in to Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio with the Empress of Soul, Miss Teresa Griffin. Miss Griffin, give off your website, fan page information, and where we can purchase this music.
Well, you can go to my website at www.teresagriffin.com. That's TERISAGRIFFIN. So if you remember that the second E is an I in Teresa, you got it. TeresaGriffin.com. And you can just go to my store and my on my website, and you can go straight to my store and buy it on CD Baby, or you can get it on iTunes. If you have Apple, you can get it on iTunes. You can go to Amazon.com. So there are a lot of ways you can get me. Or if you're in Chicago, you can always go to Music Experience. There's a store there and a wonderful guy there named Dedry Jones who runs that music store. You know, it's an entrepreneur, black entrepreneur, running that music store and owns it. And then if you are in some of the other states, Atlanta, you know, it just depends. There are some independent stores that carry me. If you're in Cleveland, gosh, you can go buy Nikki's music. So it just depends on where you are. We try to make sure that we are where you can get us.
All right, all right. And I see that you never disappoint or cease to amaze your audience. Do you have a list of cities that you're not on tour, correct? You're just performing?
I just got back. I actually just got back.
Okay. So
I actually just got back yesterday, Monday, Tuesday.
Well, can you give us a various couple of cities or so where you'll be performing next? Or do you have
any
projects
coming up? If you go to my website, it's on my website. If you go to my website, you literally can see. Where we're going to be. But I'm trying to stay close to home now that it's getting close to the holidays.
Yeah.
So they'll have to catch me in Chicago. And I
think
my last performance is around the 30th of December. I might be bringing my sisters in for that. One of my sisters in, Mary Griffin. I might be bringing her in for that one. So on the 30th. But I know December the 11th, I'm at the Wire. And those tickets are halfway sold there now. So if they go to my website, they should be able to get those tickets on tomorrow.
All right, all right.
It should be easy for them to go on and get them. Mm-hmm.
All right. And, have you already performed in Indianapolis?
I've performed in Indianapolis. Yes, I have. I like that convention center that y'all have. It's got a really great stage on it. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Okay, see, I'm in Evansville, Indiana, so I'm really pretty far from Chicago and Indy, but I'm willing to come to pay to come and see you.
Oh, Brenda, that's so wonderful. Girl, well, come to Chicago.
I've seen your performance.
You saw it? You've seen my performance?
I've seen your performance, and it was like, I felt like I was already there, but just imagine if I was really there seeing you in person. I get crazy.
Well, how'd you see it? You must have saw it on Facebook, girl.
Yeah, I did. I seen not only on Facebook,
that ain't seeing it. That
Twitter
ain't seeing
and everywhere.
Different.
Yeah,
on Twitter
okay.
And everywhere. Wow, but I gotta get you in the audience. I gotta see you
yes.
from the center, Brenda.
Yeah.
We need to work that out, girl.
Yes, I'm working on it, sister. I am working on it.
okay, girl.
Okay. Since you were a backup for Diana Ross on the Oprah show in Chicago, now it says through your production company, My Neck Is Soul Productions, you have written, produced, starred in series of one woman show productions. And you have a list of divas of song and stage, like tribute to Lena Horne, Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, and Sarah Vaughan. And the queens of R&B as well, Dinah Washington.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about her.
Yeah, Dinah Washington had
What a
difference
about her.
The day makes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Her voice was so pure.
Yes. And so, oh my goodness, and you're just all them wrapped up in one package. So have you ever thought about producing or doing a remake or any of those Diva songs on one of your albums?
I did Oh Me Oh My on this one.
Okay,
Aretha Franklin.
I figured that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So,
I sure did.
Is there any other projects you got going on for your My Naked Soul Productions that's doing any projects or charity for your community or any other surrounding communities in other cities? Are you doing?
I do go to other cities with Better Love Yourself. With Better Love Yourself, my charity work, I do. I go to other cities. We do Cleveland. We've done Philly. We've done St. Louis. We've done Memphis. We've done Monroe, Louisiana. We've done Houston. Yeah, we kind of get around with that.
Have you ever came to Louisville, Kentucky?
No, we have not.
And they got the Yum Center there that's been bringing a lot of the R&B artists there, and I would love to see you in Louisville, Kentucky. Now, I come there a lot.
Well, girl, go get me on that show. You go get me on the show. You go and tell
I'm going to try my
you
best.
You need to get me on that show, okay?
I'm going to go to Eventbrite or wherever to demand the Empress of Soul to come to my city.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you wherever you got to go, girl, you get started, and I'll be there here.
I'll rent a bus to get some friends and followers to come with me.
That's what I'm talking about. Let's make it happen. I'm ready. I need about 20 of you, Brenda.
I love your voice. I want you to keep doing what you're doing. And right now we're going to take another break. We got to go through some of your music here. And I mean, all of our listeners out there is like, what the heck are we talking about? Let's give them some more of your music. Come on, name a song for me to play for you, sister.
Play On Me On My. It was co-produced by Desiree Jones. Play Me On My.
Okay, and what made you decide to do this song?
I've always loved Aretha Franklin. The pureness of her voice and the rawness of the emotion.
Yeah.
And when I first heard this song, I fell in love with it immediately. And I wanted to perform it, so... this is probably one of my favorites that I've ever heard by her.
All right.
Oh Me, Oh My.
To make you laugh. Although the people turn to stare, I really don't care. I would give my everything to keep you bored. It breaks my heart when you're not there. Man performance, people will cry.
Yes, they will.
And although I don't have a tune, my show ain't gonna fly. I'll find the music there in your eyes.
Don't
for your babe. and then we'll go on a magic carpet ride,
yes we will,
and then we'll tell all of our smoky friends, now baby don't you forget, yeah.
Your music is irresistible.
I'm glad it's irresistible, girl, because we'd be in trouble.
Have you performed in New York City? And they got a lot of venues in the underground down there. And I have talked to a lot of up-and-coming singers and also some old-school R&B singers, songwriters, and they be in New York City in the underground at the venues. Have you ever been there? And
I have heard of the underground. I played in different places there, but I have to honestly say that the last 2 years I have not gone to New York, but I'll put that back on my schedule.
Yeah, because I gotta come and see you. I gotta see where you at before I go to New York, and you're just, when I seen you on The Voice, it was so natural to you. You didn't strain your voice or nothing. How old were you when you started singing as a young girl?
3.
Wow. 3 years old. So, obviously you sung in the church, correct?
Absolutely. My dad was a preacher, And my older sister was five at the time. Was she five or six? May have been six. And my dad called her up to sing, and I said, I can sing too. And after that, we sang every song together.
Aww. So
It was really wonderful.
In your bio on your website, you are a philanthropist. Okay. Can you give us more about that?
I did. I talked to you about Better Love Yourself. That's why they call me a philanthropist.
Oh.
Because I help kids go to college.
Right.
So we're raising that money to help these kids go off to college. And
all right.
And they definitely they can go to our website, betterloveyourself.com, and they can over an email about mentoring.
Okay. All right. You're going out on me.
Hello? I can hear you fine.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, do I have a caller? Go ahead and speak. Caller? Okay, there was a caller. A lot of people will call on the show and they get real scared. But yeah, I know. Some people are just like it. There's a rating of a lot of listeners. So if anybody just tuned in, this is Les Jazzed Up, blogtalkradio.com. I'm Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. I have the Empress of Soul with me, Teresa Griffin. She is an R&B singer, songwriter, performer, actress, and philanthropist. And Teresa, I would like for you to give your information on where you folks can find your music.
They can go on my website. They can go on my website, TeresaGriffin.com, TeresaGriffin.com, or you can always go to iTunes and put in Teresa Griffin and Revival of Soul, which is the name of the current project, Revival of Soul, or you can go to Amazon.com and you can put in Teresa Griffin, Revival of Soul. CDBaby.com, and the same thing, Teresa Griffin, Revival of Soul. And if you just put my name in, you'll see all my projects.
All right, all right. I see that you have opened up concerts for other R&B singers like Patti LaBelle, Roberta Flack, the OJs, Musique, and Will Dem. Do you still
Do I still do it?
Yeah. Okay.
As long as I'm performing, I'll be opening or closing. So, yes, I just came off tour, and I just work with Will Downing.
Oh, really? Okay. So on your website, it will have your next event coming up and stuff?
Uh-huh. They can go to my calendar on my website.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so do you have another request for me to play on the show? And if you have
before we get out of here. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I will ask you what are your inspiring words you would want to give out those that are suffering today and those who want to get a singing career as well. So go ahead.
Well, I don't like to give out advice, but I will say that if you really love this business, if you really want to be in it, then just keep trying and don't ever give up on your dream. Don't let somebody tell you that you can't do what it is that you have set your heart to. That's really the only advice that I ever give out when it comes down to the music, because my dad always told me nothing beats a failure but a try, and if you try, you haven't failed, and if you fail, you haven't tried.
Amen. Do you want to give a shout out to all the persons that supported you in your journey and that supporting you now?
Everybody knows who they are. I have a great team of people who are working with me, from Deidre Jones to I got a team I call my turn up team Teresa. That's different people privately, that are working with me, and my band, who is so wonderful. They've been with me for almost, some of them almost like 17 years. So
wow.
I really want to thank them for working with me all this time, and everybody who has bought my project and supported me. I truly want to thank them, and those who continue to support me. It's a wonderful, wonderful journey, and the song that we are going to be closing the year out with is Distant Lover. So I'm really excited about that, the video will be coming out at the end of this year, probably New Year's Eve. I kind of want to leave us on an up note, and if we could leave on Purple Like the Moon,
yeah, that
would be so cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, I want to ask you one quick question. Did you put out a Christmas album?
I sure did.
Okay.
It's called A Little Bit of Christmas. And on there I redid a song called Santa Baby, Slip a Sable Under the Tree for Me. That one.
Okay. I will purchase that album for the holidays. And I would like to ask you, one more request. Can you sing a little note for all our listeners and me? Anything. Sing anything.
I thought I just got through doing it. Let me see. I'm coming off a rough tour right now, so I'll say that I love the Lord. He heard my cry and pitied every wrong. Long as I live and trouble rise, I'll haste unto his throne. There we go.
Amen. 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 So we're going to end the session, and if you like to give off any information, if you got any future events coming up with Better Love Yourself organization, please do stay
tuned. Better Love Yourself only functions. Better Love Yourself, the kids can start applying for their trunks, and it'll have the cities that we're going to be going to the first week of February of 2017. So we only operate from February through September. So they'll have to wait until February, the first week of February, to start applying for the trunks. But I have a concert coming up in Chicago that's open to the public on December the 11th at the Wire.
Okay.
So they can go to my website. They can go to my website and they can find that.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Everybody, all the listeners, and thank you, Teresa. You're always welcome to come back on my show. I will be purchasing more of your music and introducing it to all my fans and followers. And you're always welcome to come back on my show when you have a new project coming up. And I will still be following you forever in my heart. And I really appreciate it, and I really thank you.
Miss Brenda, it's my pleasure. God bless you. And please play Purple Like the Moon before you leave, okay?
I will play it, and I'm going to play all the other hits. Fans, still with me. I'm not gone yet. I'm still on air. I'm getting ready to play one of Teresa's favorites called Purple Like the Moon, and I will be playing some other hits as well until I sign out. This is Lady Diva, Purple with the Moon, and thank you, Empress of Soul.
Thank you, Ms. Brenda Moss. God bless.
Everything will be okay.
all I do is daydream. My fairy tale no longer gray. The color of love is in space. My night and shine, the truth. My symphony, I found my new amazing joy. I feel inside the essence of him gets me high. And hell and he sends me to a place where hearts are free to embrace. I don't wanna leave. I found my my love, my man, I tell you. You know my secrets. You know my dreams. You know my words before I speak. My moans, my screams. You know my thoughts. You know my feet. Too scared to run. The pain is flesh. Wait, I cannot tell. And I cannot tell where you came. I was so naked. I'm naked when I'm with you. Big brown eyes, I'm in a train. Oh, take me, I'll do anything that you command. You may lie, you are the key. You wrote the book, my muse, my song, my fantasy. Where do you end? Where do I begin? We're connected and it feels like living. I can't control, I wouldn't even try. I'm so alive only for one night. I feel so naked, naked. I'm naked. When I'm with you, naked.
Good evening, everyone. This is Lady Diva. I'm going to play the last track by Teresa Griffin, The Empress of Soul. And this is from the mob, aka Lady Diva, signing out. I want to thank all of those that were listeners. Thank you for your support. And keep tuning in to other episodes. I'm signing out. And thank you.
I've waited
And that was Better Love Yourself by Teresa Griffin. This is Brenda Moss signing out.